Today's a big day for a Boston woman at this year's International TED Talk, taking place today in Vancouver, British Columbia. Ballroom dance instructor Adrienne Hazlett-Davis will perform in public for the first time since losing part of a leg in the Boston Marathon bombing. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, she'll do the rumba on a bionic leg designed at MIT's Media Lab.
Sitting perfectly poised in her Boston apartment building, Adrienne Hazlett-Davis plays with the gold rings on her fingers. She recalls the physical and mental challenges she's been dealing with since losing her lower left leg while watching the marathon almost a year ago.
When something is that big of a part of your life, like dancing is, it's the only thing you want to do to make yourself feel better. And it's the only thing I couldn't do.
In the months after the bombing, the 33-year-old says she couldn't even listen to music.
Because all I would do when I listen to music is choreograph and imagine myself dancing every time I heard a song. And it was just complete torture.
But later today, Hazlett-Davis will take the stage at the TED conference wearing a prosthetic leg fit for dancing. Hugh Herr, director of the biomechatronics group at MIT's Media Lab, designed it specifically for Hazlett-Davis after they met at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital.
After meeting her, I was driving home and I thought, well, gosh, I'm an MIT professor, and why not build her a limb, a bionic limb, to allow her to dance? So I put together a MIT scientists and with expertise in prosthetics, robotics, machine learning, biomechanics, and off we went.
The engineer himself has been a double amputee since a climbing accident in 1982. He went on to revolutionize prostheses at MIT. Since Herr is unveiling the new bionic leg later today, he doesn't want to give away too many details, but he says the goal was to design a natural, nuanced limb responsive to Hazlett-Davis's body movements.
We brought in dancers with biological limbs that were a similar size and weight. And we studied how they move and the forces that they apply on the dance floor and analyzed those data, and took many, many months. But here we are.
It'll be a huge moment for Hazlett-Davis, especially because she says right now the anniversary of the Boston bombing is dominating her thoughts.
And it's such mixed emotions, day by day, minute by minute even sometimes. But I don't want to say I didn't put a time frame on it. I hoped it would happen within a year.
Hazlett-Davis will wear a very short dress on stage to show off her bionic leg. Even though she'll dance for only about 30 seconds, she admits,
I am nervous. I'm very nervous to dance on stage again, but I have said from the beginning that I don't like to be called a victim. I like to be called a survivor, because a victim is someone that still belongs to the crime, and I am not going to be defined by that. I want to be defined by how I live my life, and how I live my life is wanting to be able to go out there and conquer a fear. So I'll get out on that stage and hopefully nail it. And if not, I'll be stronger next time.
The next time will likely be on Dancing with the Stars. Hazlett-Davis is working on dates for that show. For the TED Talk audience, though, she'll do the rumba to Enrique Iglesias' Ring My Bells. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Sometimes we rush it. Sometimes we fall. It doesn't matter, baby, we can take it real slow.